Hello, hello, hello. I think I messed up. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. It is Tuesday evening and I am excited. Because Tuesday is one of my favorite days of the week. And why is Tuesday my favorite day of the week? Because I get to play with whomever I want to play with. I get to play with you, the listeners that come in, you, the people that listen to it after it's over. And also, I get to introduce you to a wonderful guest. I get to introduce you to people that are like committed to their lives, what they do for a living. They're actually enjoying themselves. They're expanding. They're growing. It's like they're making a difference in the world. They're making a difference in their lives through and the world through their lives. And it's really exciting. And, you know, my show is about people who are passionate about their lives, whether they're bootstrapping it, whether they're working for somebody, whether they've made up something that it's brand new, that's never been done before, or it's something that they've always wanted to do and they remember creating as a child. So there's lots of different ways how we come to who we are. But the beauty of me having people on this show is that they've actually come to who they are. They have a purpose and they're committed to living on purpose. And I love it. So I'm just really excited about Tuesdays. I know I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday. Wow, it got here so quickly. But then when 6 o'clock hits and I'm getting ready to like make my way down here and then I go meet my guest, I'm like, I'm on. I'm ready to go. So last week Friday was International Women's Day, and it should be International Women's Day every single day. And you know what? I read an article, a little writing from a friend of mine, and he said, if we had respect for women, we wouldn't have to have an International Day, International Women's Day. If we had love for women, if we really considered women as equals, equal human beings, there wouldn't be a need for International Women's Day, right? If we loved each other and gave gifts and things like that, there wouldn't be a need for Valentine's Day.
Is there an International Men's Day?
No, I don't think so. Is
good
there?
Point. I don't think so.
I'm not sure about that.
We're unaware, right?
Yeah. It's International Man's Day every day.
Okay, there we
right?
go.
Right? It's, okay. You know, as was it James Brown said, it's a man's world. But it's a man's world, but there'd be nothing without a woman or a girl.
That's
so it's International Women's Day. It is also Women's History Month. So I just want to like really do a shout out to all the women. Hey, Charlotte, Charlene, and Naomi, and Madeline. I want to say happy International Day. I mean, really, women have fought. This holiday has been, well, it's not a holiday, but this acknowledgement of this day has been around for a very long time.
Right.
It's been around since the 20s or something like, since the women's suffragette.
I was surprised when I heard you say that last interview.
Right.
You did.
So it's been around a good while. And like, we tend to think that, you know, we created it, but it was created a long time ago. It was done by the Communist Party and then the Socialist Party took it on. And now it's just like a recognition for all of us. But we've come a long way and there's still a long way to go for us as women. But like, we're making super, super strides and I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving it. So on that note, I would like to introduce you to my guest, Miss Trisha. See, if I don't mess up your name, if I don't mess up your name, we're not having a good show. Trisha Ben with two N's.
That's correct. Yes.
And she is the executive
vice president.
Yeah. At the Heroes.
Well, C-Suite Network.
C-Suite Network, which is?
And then I'm the general manager of the Hero Club within the C-Suite.
Right. And so she's going to tell us all about the C-Suite. And I can't say, I'm sweating. My sister told me not to say that. She goes, I'm sick of you. But I am. I'm having the pausies, okay?
Noreen, but this is why we connected in the first place when we met.
Exactly.
It's because it's at the end of the day, business is about being real, being authentic.
Absolutely.
And these are the things that we live through.
Absolutely. But you know what's so funny? I mean, I wanted you to introduce, but on that note, what's so funny about my sweating is that like when nobody told me about menopause. Nobody spoke to me about menopause. I think I remember asking my mom once and she said, oh, I had a couple of sweats and that was it. It was over. But I do remember when I was in my 20s and I was working for a Japanese bank, there was one of the executive secretaries and she always had a container of sanitary napkins in her drawer.
And now you positioned, know why.
No, wait. Okay. Positioned in a way that they could be seen. Right?
Okay.
And now I look back because I'm like, this woman was way past that age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But because of the nature of woman, age, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I guess she wanted to give the illusion that she was still young and virile and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's weird. Nobody talks about it. Everybody, I don't know. I'm sweating all the time. And like, I never see anybody sweating. I just don't understand it.
In my family, that's an issue that's like way later, you know.
Right.
So I'm not quite there yet.
Girl.
But in my office, this has become an issue. There's somebody with no body fat. You know, so literally the temperature is 80 degrees, so I can relate.
Well, it's 80 degrees in my apartment anyway, so but then yeah. I'm still sweating.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to the show. We always get just jump right
go.
In.
Yeah.
So I want you to introduce yourself to the people, tell them a little bit, who are you? How did you get to be the way you are? Are you originally from the United States? Are you from New York? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'll tell you about what I do first and what the mm-hmm. C-suite Network and Hero right. Club is, just to kind of set the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
So the C-suite network is essentially just an enormous platform for executives. So we okay. want everyone who's an executive to come in, play, create value, and grow their businesses and be fabulously successful. Mm.
Is it a subscription? Is it what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so we have subscriptions, but we also have C-suite TV, mm-hmm. C-suite radio. We have more than 60 live events we do across North America.
Mm-hmm.
We have different groupings of executives mm-hmm. and all kinds of services and benefits. So it's just a really large platform for everybody who wants to do great things with
right.
their success to come and play and do great work, and then obviously for partners and sponsors to be able to provide that kind of content and
right.
so on that will drive
so
that.
So people are sharing their knowledge that they've garnered throughout the years, and mm-hmm. it's like across the gamut.
It's, trusted advisors, relationships, services, benefits, mm-hmm. everything you need to be successful as an executive today.
Right.
Right, because there's a lot of executive connections and sort of old school formats.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it look like today when we look at the demands on executives?
Right.
And then at the full gamut of what that means in terms of all the areas of expertise we have to have, all the contacts and relationships and partnerships and so on. We're coming from a place of abundance
right.
and total technological disruption.
Mm.
So
do you think let's look at an executive today.
Mm-hmm.
And an executive like maybe 30 years ago,
right.
what shifted?
So, I mean, obviously there's the technology,
yes,
right? And we
course.
All know that. There's
right.
all the social and technological solutions, all the big data that comes from that. And you know, those are all massive conversations. But
mm-hmm.
just think about 30 years ago, if you were an executive in your industry and you were on the board of directors of your state or national association
mm-hmm.
and you knew the executive publisher in your industry,
mm-hmm.
you had it made. I mean, really, you know, your career was set
right.
because you know every big player in the industry. You'd have window into everything that was topical and
mm-hmm.
exciting and happening, and you would be positioned as a leader.
Okay.
Right? Well, then with all the disruption, those business models are incredibly challenged.
Right.
Right? In terms of just the business models, let alone the fragmented market they're trying to get out into. And I spent a decade in traditional media.
Right.
And also I sat on the board of directors for a national association for a few years, was
okay.
a treasurer for a few
okay.
years.
Okay.
So, you know, in terms of business models, that's really challenged. But also, how do you deliver against that need that executives still have?
Right.
So the problem state is the same. The challenge is there's so much more to feed it. So
right.
how do you, and that's what excited me about coming into the C-suite mm-hmm. network. I was a chief marketing and strategy officer within a $3 billion holding company.
Mm-hmm.
I had P&L responsibilities for a U.S. business. And I heard about the C-suite network and the vision our chairman, Jeffrey Hazlett, had. And I thought, well, this is brilliant because
right.
this is a platform where everybody can bring what they do best for executives
mm-hmm.
to the platform and not have to do all the stuff they don't do well.
Right.
right?
Yes, I would say leave the work, that give the profession, let the professional do what the professional does.
Right.
And leave it alone. Let them do it.
Well, and I have faith in business models. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a smart business model where you can scale it successfully as people come and gain value from what you're doing, mm-hmm. then that's a smart model to have.
Okay.
So that's what excited me about coming into the C-suite network.
So how did you get there? So you work for mm-hmm. a $1 billion company.
Yep.
And you were the treasurer and you were responsible for profit and loss. But how did you get there?
Yeah. So, story.
Like, are you? Were you raised on a farm somewhere?
I was.
You were? Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Okay. No, I literally was. And I'll add to it. I'm Canadian. Right. So I was raised on what
did
we
call A.
I don't. You know, I just was criticized today for not saying A to give it away. at the end of the day, I was raised on what we call a hobby farm.
Okay.
So we had every manner of animals, and I grew up with the full freedom and confidence in myself, my body, my brain.
Right.
My father was an electrician. My mother trained as a veterinarian. So,
and you had a hobby farm.
Yeah, hobby farm. So goats, pigs, horses, cows.
Did you slaughter anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I will never look at the saying chicken without its head cut off or with its head cut off in the same way. It was not a great experience.
So you had hobby farm. Okay, so how many brothers and sisters? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so my brother's 8 years younger than me. My sister's 11 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. My mom was a veterinarian and ran all of the research facilities for the largest agricultural university in Canada. So she had a really big job.
That's a big deal.
Yes. Yeah, so I
given
had,
that she was a woman.
Yes. It was incredible. Really, truly incredible. And I can share a story even just from International Women's Day on Friday.
You told me about that story.
Yeah. But it was an exceptional experience. My grandmother before that built her own business.
Oh, what was her business?
She did office supply and kind of like secretarial services.
Right.
Fastest typist you ever want to meet.
She's probably a shorthand too.
Oh, she was incredible and beautiful. Cursive writing, of course. I'm third generation crazy woman. it never occurred to me until university that there was any possibility that women weren't ruling the world.
Right, because they ruled it
in my life. Right. I had no idea.
So you had really good foundation, like woman,
I absolutely
confidence,
did.
Mm-hmm. You know, who you are as woman.
And I had that from my mother, and my mother shared her business experience, building teams, the success of what she was doing.
Well, you had it from your grandmother.
And communicating, my grandmother, absolutely.
Then your mother, and then you.
Absolutely, but also the men in my life. My grandfather was very invested in me and taught me things that I could do. You know, I was hammering nails when I was, 3-4 years old. Mm-hmm. By the time I was 5, my dad was teaching me how to drive tractor.
Oh, nice.
I was taught to be very capable. To this day, I'm 47 years old, and I visit my father, and he puts me to work. I might be splitting wood. I might be leveling driveways. I mean, I never quite know what I might be doing.
Yeah, but it keeps you engaged.
It does. It
keeps you alive.
It does. And it also, what we do is so in the head.
Right.
Right. To actually start out to fix something physical.
Right.
And do it. And you feel a little bit of ache
and pain. And it's good that you have Canada that you can go back to, because here in New York, I mean, oftentimes, what do we fix?
Right. Well,
I might hammer a picture thing clip into the wall every now and then, but I'm not painting it. Okay. So we're going to, I just got the signal for a break. So I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
On Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I am with Tricia Benn. So, you were saying about, we were talking about the hobby farm, we were talking about, you know, living in New York, you really are not using any, you're using your body to create anything, so when you go home, your parents put you to work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, I don't even live in New York.
Right.
I'm here, you know, 1 or 2 weeks a month. I'm headquartered here. Yeah, yeah. I live in Pittsburgh now because I married a Pittsburgh boy.
So you're only here one or two weeks. And I travel a great deal.
Yes, I travel all across North America all the time looking for great leaders for our Hero Club and partners in our network. So, I'm on the road a great deal. But speaking of New York, my latest thing was in our corporate apartment. There was a doorknob that had broken apart, and I actually remembered to bring the Gorilla Glue. Get that knob put back together. So, you know, you can you can bring some of those skill sets.
Oh, my God, that's really great.
Yeah.
So you live in Pittsburgh.
I do.
And you're here a couple times a month.
At least, yeah.
So this is like a real delight for me because I had it that you lived here.
No. I'm literally, it's so funny. I feel so confused when people ask me where I'm from.
Right.
You know, because I live in Pittsburgh, but I work out of here as my headquarter.
Right.
I grew up outside of Toronto, Canada. I've lived in England.
Right.
We connected on that when we met, just in Oxford. And then I travel, I've lived in different places in Canada as well. So I'm a little bit all over it.
When it comes to where you are, where am I today? Where am I waking up?
You know, I love that diversity though. Uh-huh. It's just so wonderful.
I have two girls,
13 uh-huh. years old and 8 years old.
Wow.
Yep. And
you have a stay-at-home husband.
I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I used to think like, you know, my thought about that in the past was like, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, my neighbor, he was a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really great with the children. I mean, mm-hmm. they've moved now, which I'm kind of sad about because I'm not going to see the kids anymore. But I think it's just as tough for them as it is for, I think it's even tougher for them actually than it is for women. But I think it's really great. A man has to be really committed to be a stay-at-home father.
Do you know, it's interesting. I don't think my husband would be offended to say that a stay-at-home dad is not the same as a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Please explain.
Well, the things that we would naturally assume as women would be our responsibility may not be a man's natural inclination,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I still do things like sign the kids up for their activities for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who will say, okay, don't forget there's this, even though it's in both our calendars. Mm-hmm. And he will update my calendar with what's happening too.
Right.
So, but it's still just a little bit different, I'd say.
So it's not as intuitive.
What women would think of as intuitive. Right. But you know, here's the thing I do actually find quite shocking. What we discovered in our experience was we had our children when we lived in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, you can take a year off, paid through unemployment,
mm-hmm.
Shared by the husband or the two parents,
mm-hmm.
right? So if a mother takes 4 months, the father can take 8 months,
right?
You balance it out. But what's happened is the social pressures on men not to leave the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And the social pressure for women to leave the workforce
mm-hmm.
ends up reinforcing the stereotypes.
Right.
So for me, I took a much shorter period of time. I took 4.5 months with my children.
But were you okay with that?
I was totally okay with that. I mean, I was building businesses. It was time for me to go back, you know. But in Canada, that was, you know.
It's like your taboo.
Right. It's socially unacceptable in a way.
It's like, what kind of savage are you?
Right.
Don't you miss your children?
Right. And then men, you know, the pressure is, that, you know, heaven forbid you take time away from a mother and their child,
right?
You know, and I'm like, well, yeah, I don't understand it. And I think that men are missing the boat in terms of fighting for their rights,
right,
to have time with their children.
So there's only one other person that I know that's taking paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
His wife had a certain amount of paternity leave, and now he's doing the paternity leave. And I said to him, you're actually going to go and spend time with your kid? And he goes, yeah. And he actually has found out it's harder with the kid than it is on the job.
Oh, my goodness. It's so much easier to go to work. I hear that fairly often. But what happens, and I think this is so important to understand, when you are an executive, when you're building your career and your success, mm-hmm. to have it so that your children have as many people to rely on as possible. You know, when you were, I was listening to different interviews that you've done, you know, having children in your life, having people that care about the children that you bring into the world, that is so important. And I know, you know, having my husband stay at home with my children from when they were 4.5 months till they were a year meant that they could completely rely on him.
Right.
It's literally, what's your schedule this week? Well, I'm out on Monday, I'm back Thursday.
Right.
It's just, that's what it is.
Right.
There's no preparing things. There's no guilt. There's no, you know, that's another whole story. I remember the first time somebody said to me, I became a mom, and they said, you must really miss your children. And I literally had one of those moments where everything goes quiet. And I thought, oh my goodness, they're asking me to take the whole world of guilt, put it on my back, and carry it around with me for the rest of my life.
Like a harness.
Yes, literally. And I put my hand out physically and said, oh, no, no. I love them.
But I don't miss them. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And
but
I mean,
that's you being honest, right? I think a lot of women who have children who are in the corporate world do feel like, I don't miss my children, but they feel that they have to say it just to make it easy on them. But do you think it's changing? Like, women are just saying, like, I want to have a baby, but now I'm just going to choose a husband that wants to stay home with them.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I talk about that because at the end of the day, if you're driven, you know, at the C-Suite Network and in Hero Club, it's all about, you know, great leadership, building great businesses as quickly as we possibly can to have maximum positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of other time. So do you want to have somebody in your life that can support that? And, you know, I talk a lot about picking the right people for your mission.
Right.
And that's home life and all your support networks from a personal perspective, and then at work.
So you said something that really makes a difference to me, because it sounds to me like yours is a balance. You have your home life and you have your work life, and the two come together. It's not separate and apart. Many of us live in the fact that it's separate. I have my home life and then I have my work life, and the two are separate.
Yeah.
And I am this person at work and I'm this person at home, which is like, no, that's schizophrenia.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, that's what it is today, is that integration.
Yes, absolutely.
And how do you make it make sense and live in the moment,
right,
and ensure that you're being authentic and that you're on the right mission with the right people, you know.
Awesome.
And if you can get that right, man, it's you're just driven every day. I mean, you know, we say you can't wait to get at it the next morning,
right.
You know,
right.
And I think sharing that with our children is really important. I mean, with my children, I want them to be on their own mission.
Right.
I don't want their lives to be about impressing me.
Right.
My goodness. I hope they have much larger ambitions.
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of what it is for them. I mean, I have this, you know, view of them as my children.
But you also have a view of them as people with their own passions, with their own purpose, which, again, I love to talk about this book that I'm reading, this The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And Gary Zukav talks about having children. We see our children as spirits, souls that are independent, that have come here to live their life, and we don't see them as our children. We tell them what to do, and this is about our personality. No, they have their own personality, they have their own souls, they have their own vision, and they're making their own mission, and we're here to help them along that path.
I couldn't agree more, Noreen. Like, I really think this whole helicopter notion and the reflection of me, I think that's such nonsense. I truly don't think anyone deserves in any way, anyone does anything to deserve to be as important as a parent is in a whole human being's life. I just think that's a premise you have to start with.
There's the statement about I am not, God, it's gone right out of my head. We are the, it would be like the, I can't remember the bloody word. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're here to support our children. It'll come to me. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But the word is, it's almost like we are watching them, we are keeping them, but we don't own them.
No, absolutely.
You know, they're free
not.
To be, however, and we're just here to support them to be the best that they can be, whoever they choose to be, not choosing, because there's so many of us that have chosen to have lives and careers that are based upon our parents. My mother wants me to be a doctor, so I'm going to be a doctor. Yeah. And you hate being a doctor.
Well, I'm so grateful to be on that journey of their discovery.
Yes.
And the other thing I hope to teach them is that I'm living my life. So, you know, I want them to live theirs. And again, with my parents, they were never, you know, exactly what are you going to be doing? And I didn't have a curfew.
You were left to be free.
I studied was up to me. It was my choice.
I was feral.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my husband said, in some ways you had that sort of upbringing of, a young man that's able to go and sow their oats, I did a lot of different things.
Right.
I tried a lot of different things.
Right. You were free.
Yeah. And my nature is to be very committed. You know, I was a competitive figure skater at the Olympic Training Center in Canada. You know, we trained 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So trust me, I had no time to get in trouble.
Grinder.
Yes, but that was my choice.
Right.
My mother sat me down every year and said, okay, this is what you need to do. I had to get A's in school. I had to pack all my own stuff. There was no helicoptering anything.
Right.
And I had chores. Part of that was the responsibility of my brother and sister as well, which, even though we're 8 years and 11 years apart, we are so close. I was up in Canada this weekend for my brother's 40th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, it was my choice. So there was no joke about what this was. It was very consciously my choice of what I wanted to do.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin, together we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back. So we're back. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm back with Tricia Benn. So Tricia, I want to know, what is success for you, mm-hmm. right, personally? What does it mean to you? Because it means different things to mm-hmm. people, you know, and I think success is more than just money and things like that today. And I also want to know, what is success for the Heroes Club?
Mm-hmm. So success for me, what we talk about with our business and how we deliver on being a hero company ourselves mm-hmm. is conditions of satisfaction. Okay. So I'll share one of them. I mean, one of them for me is to reach to my great every day mm-hmm. And help others get to their great.
Right. And how would you know when you're at your great? So like you wake up tomorrow morning, what is that great that you're reaching to?
So that great for me is I'm building a network, a team, partnerships, and CEOs, founders, executives, right. investors. I'm building with them so that they have maximum success mm-hmm. to impact their communities. So All of our members are giving back, are building philanthropic organizations, mm-hmm. Are doing all kinds of amazing positive things in their communities.
Right.
And in the Hero Club, our mission is twofold. So we want to grow our members' businesses as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And we want to create a movement of great leaders mm-hmm. that are willing to put their stake in the ground to say, you know what, it matters that you do the right thing.
Right.
And it just so happens that that actually delivers greater success. I mean, it obviously has to be authentic. You mm-hmm. have to put your money where your mouth is, essentially. But that's what we're driving toward. And so, you know, what does that look like? I'm building a successful platform with my team and certainly the co-founders of our organization, Jeffrey Hazlett, Carl mm-hmm. Post, and our partners to be able to create that kind of impact. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey just released his fourth book called The Hero Factor.
Right.
It's basically a manifesto. It's where, you know, good to great left off. Mm-hmm. and it's that next step of how do you get that multiplier effect of really bringing in your mission, your values, mm-hmm. and the alignment of your people mm-hmm. and the approach you take to the people that are, you know, your employees, your clients, your suppliers, et cetera, and really deliver on impact.
So what I'm hearing is a level of consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. And to take that stand that it really does matter in business. Mm-hmm. So many of us were brought up that, you know, if you start talking about anything other than numbers and the ROI, you're done.
Right.
Now, in the Hero Club, we say, look, if you're talking about ROI, there are lots of other things you can go and do.
Absolutely. Because
we know the ROI. That's just the table stakes of where you start, you know. But our group, we're measuring way beyond that to, you know, the humanity of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
one of those humanitarian
I mean, so let me tell you our origins.
Sure.
So we acquired the Hero Club from Rob Ryan. Mm-hmm. Rob Ryan was the original hero.
Right.
He built Ascend Communications from mm-hmm. the ground up, sold mm-hmm. it in 99 for over $20 billion. Mm-hmm. And even though he had no obligation to do so, he profit shared with every single employee.
Nice.
So yeah, not only was it the largest private tech sale ever, and the record held until LinkedIn was acquired by Microsoft, mm-hmm. He also made more millionaires than has ever been done in an exchange like that.
Nice.
Now, he formed the Hero Club, and the idea was, well, if we can find other great leaders that are like-minded, that would do the same thing, mm-hmm. And help them accelerate as quickly as possible, not only would they do what he did in terms of that immediate impact mm-hmm. in the communities, obviously the immediate communities, mm-hmm. this is the backbone of our economy
right.
and ultimately democracy, right? If you don't have the diversification of wealth, you don't have the diversification of power.
Right.
And so this was a big part of why Rob tapped Jeffrey on the shoulder to acquire the Hero Club.
Right.
Now, you know, I think it was the price of a coffee that he acquired the club
for.
Wow. Rob That's really nice. Did tap him on the shoulder. Right. We've built the whole C-suite network to support that kind of large extended growth. Our base is about 350,000 executives that are at least $2.5 million in revenue and up, obviously.
So you have a lot, not just economics, but you have a lot of brain power.
Absolutely, yes. And so we're
purpose power.
Exactly. And we're building on that. So we have a member meeting coming up in Las Vegas next week. And, you know, our hero curriculum is all about how we create operational success and the alignment of those values into our businesses and the way that we treat and empower our people and get that success. And we're actually ending our 3-day event packing meals for children at Sababa Way. The co-founders of Sababa Way are members of ours.
What's Sababa Way?
It is a water company. And so for every bottle of water that's purchased, X number of X percentage goes to food for children.
Right.
And they have pantries that they've built, and they fed over 2 million children.
So that...
And Hero Club members are going to be packing lunches. They've already gone and visited just even before we go and packed 2,000 lunches. So we're you know.
No, but I love that, because what I'm hearing is that with all this brain power, with all this economical power, with all this just the general power, it says to me that there is enough for everyone.
Well, yes, it's coming absolutely from a position of abundance. And every one of our Hero Club members, they're all true entrepreneurs, CEOs, founders, and we also have investors in our membership that care about social impact, which is, you know, obviously phenomenal. But they've all pledged the Hero Club pledge.
Right.
And if I were
What is the pledge?
Yeah, well, if I were to thumbnail it, it's lead with integrity, transparency, give back to your communities, and share in your success. And so every one of our members is pledged to that. So when we get everyone together, it's you know, what we say is, okay, we're taking the armor off and we're having those real conversations.
In the dirt. In the
exactly.
dirt.
Let's go. You know, because at the end of the day, we weed out, you know, so we do a lot of vetting. If somebody can't take the armor off and doesn't have that place, you know, in terms of abundance to come and bring and give as well as
receive. There's a lot of discovery going on there.
Oh,
discovering who am I, what am I about, what do I care about, what am I really committed to?
Yeah, and how do I learn, right? So it's opening up to, there are so many innovative ways of approaching problems that have been solved in other industries, in other regions, and so on. So if you just let that guard down, it's incredible to see how these leaders have come together and they're building and doing all kinds of things that
so
have
you guys,
phenomenal impact.
You know, I'm just thinking about your meeting. You guys must be on fire.
We are. I mean, we've tenfolded our business now. It's a business as well.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
So very excited. And I love, that's one of my passions.
But
love
it
business
sounds
models.
Like it's a business because it's got purpose and passion, but it has flexibility and fluidity is what I'm experiencing.
Absolutely.
By what you're sharing.
And one of the dynamics that I'm so excited about is that our diversity.
How excited are you?
Oh my gosh, I told you I can't get up fast enough to get going, you know. But our diversity is tremendous.
Right.
You know, like when we first acquired the club, I joke, I was the picture of diversity.
Right,
you know,
right.
We had one woman in the membership, you know, and now, you know, we have all race, religion, obviously gender. Age is a huge bias when you look at CEOs and founders and so on. All regions of North America. We have a tremendous veteran group within our membership. And, you know, I was telling you earlier, I mean, you know, we talk about great leadership and we use the hero story with all the humility in the world. And Rob Ryan himself said, you know, my father was a real hero. He was a veteran, you know, and so, you know, quite literally with all the humility in the world, we say, well, we're aspiring to be heroes every single day. Sometimes we knock it out of the park and the rest of it's really hard slogging and having great people at your back. And,
and a hero never knows that he's a hero. It's others that tell him that he's a hero.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, having a place where everyone that maybe didn't Hasn't had great representation in that CEO board of directors kind of positioning. This creates a level playing ground. You know, everybody comes into the Hero Club as a peer,
right.
And then everybody has something to teach and share.
Right.
At our upcoming meeting, our veterans are doing a panel. I can't wait. I mean, who knows better leadership in adversity?
Right.
You know,
one of the things that we talked about in the, I call it our green room, was veterans. You know, you give your life to fight these wars, and whether necessary or unnecessary, but you've pledged to go out there and defend America and whatever that is. And you come back and you've seen your friends killed, and you've seen all kinds of atrocities on either sides, and you come back into the corporate world and you find people bickering about things that are nonsensical. It
yeah.
must be really difficult.
Yeah, I was saying to you, Noreen, earlier, I mean, the humility, the just awe that I have for those that have served for our freedoms. It is just tremendous. And having come through three enterprise-sized organizations, the whole notion of a veteran, you know, being out there fighting for our democracy, for our freedoms, and then coming back into the total nonsense
yeah.
of politics in an enterprise-sized organization is just overwhelming.
And it's like, yeah, it would be like, this is what I gave my life for?
Yeah,
like
for this
nonsense.
And
yeah.
for somebody to act like they've actually done something that doesn't make any bit of difference.
Right.
I don't know. When the table stakes are small, people
yeah.
kind of fight
what,
the most.
What I saw was also in when you were speaking about, I think of old school bosses that like, it was like, grab, get the money. There's no relationship building. It's like, make the sale, kill. Remember that? Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And then move on to the next one. It wasn't about nurturing a relationship, having return business,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. What I'm hearing is that I'm hearing a different kind of CEO. I'm hearing a different kind of entrepreneur that, like I said, with the flexibility and the fluidity
yeah.
and the consciousness to make a stand and to have purpose, but not just for his own self, but for the people that work for him and also the larger community.
We truly believe the majority of entrepreneurial leaders are making a phenomenal difference to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
What we see in the news is all the bad actors.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, they're never going to show the good news.
Right. Right. And the fact of the matter is, CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs, it is a very lonely place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate responsibility, ultimate risk.
Everything. No B plan.
Oh, you're all in.
Yeah.
You know,
I always say that the people that have a B plan, they're not really all in.
Right.
You can't have a B plan.
I mean, we talk about in the Hero Club, we have four pillars. It's connection, education and services, all our peer-to-peer workshopping, all of that kind of stuff. Capital, access to capital. But one of our pillars is life balance and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So actually being able to take off the cape and just play with other people who understand you're not crazy
right.
for doing what you're doing. But we'll also care for you. You know,
right.
One of the most popular meetings we've had recently just to advise and help our members was on personal wealth. Just like our health, we don't make the doctor's appointment and so on. We're not taking care of our personal health because we're financial health as well, because we're all in, these are the things that we're supporting these great leaders and their success and also getting that message out there.
Do you find that you're attracting more women now?
Oh, phenomenally so. Yeah, I'd say at least a third to 40% of our membership is now women.
Because we are the fastest growing segments of businesses that are out there. In the
world. Yeah. It's getting up into those larger sizes, right?
That's where the challenge is.
The real investment dollars. Mm-hmm. That's really the challenge. And having this kind of community. So, you know, I've been in a number of discussions about that. And, you know, the whole notion that in the 80s, women reached parity for education.
Mm-hmm.
So by now, it should be equal, in the boardroom.
But it's not.
It's absolutely not. And so my belief is for women, it's not about more education. Right. It's being part of the real business conversations. So again, in the Hero Club, I'm so elated to see those real conversations. You don't choose people for a board position because of their expertise.
Right.
It's table stakes. Of course. you choose them because you know they have your back,
right,
and they happen to have that skill set as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you only do that through relationships. And so if you only have...
And they have integrity.
Right.
Yeah.
And you only have, you know, most of the social networks that are out there are very much based on like.
Yes.
So I meet with people that are the same level of CEO. I meet with people that are in the same area as mm-hmm. me, the same industry as mm-hmm. me, the same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if I break that up and I create a relationship
right.
where, you know, you're really getting to know someone you would never have met.
Right.
Now we start to make a real difference.
Do
right?
we have somebody calling in?
Yeah, I was wondering if
you... Yeah, let's take it.
Oh, sorry. She okay. hung up on me.
Oh. Whoever you were that called in, call in again. We'll take your question. What was the question?
I don't know.
Oh. So, okay. That was... Yeah, we should... are we at the last segment?
Yeah.
We'll oh, wow. So that's gone so quickly. Fast. That's what everybody says. That means it's a really good show. Mm. So we've got like no minutes left?
Well, let's take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and we're coming to the end of the show. And I just want to thank Tricia for coming on, especially since she's not living in New York. I'm just like so blown away by that. So Tricia, thank you so much for coming on the show. Would you like to give out the website for the Heroes Club so that people can look it up and find out more about it? And, you know, you never know. There might be a few people that might want to join it.
Absolutely, Noreen. So thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Literally, the time's gone by in a millisecond, it feels like. So our websites are for the Hero Club. It's Hero CEO Club. Club.com,
mm-hmm.
HeroCEOClub.com. And our C-Suite network, the larger platform, is C-Suite, S-U-I-T-E.
It's one of those places everybody wants to get to, is the C-Suite.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and so they should. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of great things about being in the C-Suite.
So thank you so much. I like, really, this has been great. And I, you know, we could talk forever, but it has to come to an end. Mm-hmm. So... Oh, we have a few more minutes. We've got six more minutes.
There we go.
Aren't we the lucky one? So is there anything that you, I usually ask some of my guests this, is there anything that you would like to ask me to ask you and I'll ask you right
oh,
now?
Oh my goodness. What would I want you to ask me, Noreen? This has been so interesting. I mean, I was just saying when we were on break, that the idea that you could inspire somebody to truly embrace who they are mm-hmm. as their authentic selves mm-hmm. and not apologize for mm-hmm. that, and then you know, build their passion around that, mm-hmm. you know. So I guess I'd ask you to ask me, you know, what's inspired me or how I think.
You know, I have a question for you.
Yeah, okay.
So fast forward, you're retired.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh my goodness. I cannot imagine retirement.
Are you one of these individual like myself that's like, we're never going to retire because
never.
We're just loving what we're doing?
Yes.
I always think that retirement, unless you have got something that's going to keep you going and keep you excited and keep you engaged in life, it's just, it's like a waiting ground for death.
Yeah, I mean, so one of my other conditions of satisfaction is I want to learn until the day I die.
Absolutely.
There's just so much to do. And it's funny, my approach, and as you might imagine, I work with, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of executives in our network. I work very closely with hundreds of CEOs mm-hmm. and founders and so on. And I'll say to people, I hear, you know, oh, that makes me so jealous or whatever. I love it because if I had another life to lead, Noreen, I'd want to live yours. You know, if I had another life to lead, you know, I want to live all of these people's lives.
Absolutely.
That I am so inspired by. So I think, you know, really embracing what's so wonderful about so many incredible people
right.
that are in their own way making their difference in the world.
Right.
And looking at how can what you're doing contribute to that
right.
and how do you take from that something that inspires you, as opposed to this whole notion we've been taught, and social media has been used in such a negative mm-hmm. way that way, that person has more than me, that person has something I don't have. Oh, look
but
at
we all
it.
Have
it's,
ours.
It's our thousands of lives that right. we could lead.
Let me tell you, seriously, know? Thousands of lives. I, mm-hmm. I believe in lives, not like we die. This I shed this skin bag, and my soul goes into the all of it, mm-hmm. and then I recreate myself if I want to into a new experience. I call this, ever since I can remember, this is the university. This is mm-hmm. school,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we're learning, and then we die, and then we can come again and add on. So I think that there's when you speak about living somebody else's life, it's like there's so many diverse opportunities for you to live into. And it's what, it's like, to me, what I'm hearing is that you have a wow day. Like every day is like, wow.
Oh, every day. Every day. There are so many great people doing great things. And I think
we never really hear about
right.
them. We always hear the negative stuff, the bad stuff. I always say we need the good news.
Yeah. I mean, and how to share that in a way that it is news,
right.
I think is really critically important, because I think otherwise also you get that perception is reality scenario, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, power means power hungry.
Mm-hmm.
and you miss the fact that the majority of leaders are doing tremendous things and sacrificing like crazy. And, you know, and there are those phenomenal stories. And so, you know, I guess, you know, if we could inspire one person to mm-hmm. say, I'm not going to do things because other people think I should
mm-hmm.
or because I think I should because mm-hmm. of some other outside thing, you know.
So you want people to live from the inside out. That's what I said.
Absolutely.
Life gets created from the inside out, not the outside in.
When
we create from the outside in, it causes confusion. It causes upset. We never have mm-hmm. enough. We're not good enough and all this. But when we live from the inside out, it's like we have these tentacles that go, like spidey tentacles. We just go out into the world and attract that which we are.
Yes.
So that's what I'm hearing you say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing is just the hard prioritize what you absolutely have to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And that might even just be two or three things a day.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's amazing how those little things that you learn early on in your career come back as you go through the different stages and you're building and growing businesses and so on, where you think, two or three things, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really it's like when you're putting out hundreds of fires,
right.
if you can get those two or three things
it's
done.
Good. And also remembering to be a good, clean up your messes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt people. Leave people feeling good.
Yeah.
You know, you can say anything to anyone. I had to learn this. You can say anything to anyone about anything, but it's how you make them feel, mm-hmm. right? Because as we rise, remember mm-hmm. those people that's rising as we rise.
Yep.
So, and then we meet people on the way. This has happened mm-hmm. so many times. You meet people on the way up who you remember when they looked down at you or treated you poorly, you're like, and the person that know that they did, because we're all growing,
mm-hmm.
are able to be responsible mm-hmm. for that action, and then it's all forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other thing is when you come from that position of abundance, you know, that high water raises all boats.
Mm-hmm.
I had a group come in to speak with me today, and they said, oh, well, we're going after the same audience. I don't know. Do you see a conflict? I said, absolutely not.
No.
I need hundreds, thousands of you.
Exactly. And there's enough for everyone.
And it's tremendous.
Yeah.
I mean, the opportunity is tremendous. So, you know, we're constantly on the lookout for those great community leaders that
So give your
have that
give
same
your
space.
Email address again.
There we go.
And then we'll complete and we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
So what's your email address again? Both of them.
HeroCEOClub.com mm-hmm. and C-Suite, SUITE, network.com.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that is the end of the show. And thank you for chiming in. And I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Thanks so much,
Noreen. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio, Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.